Welcome back to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on AM 920 The Answer. I'm Cleve Gaddis, and I appreciate you sticking with us through the break. In this segment, in our neighborhood spotlight, we're featuring Nesbitt Lakes. Should you turn your lights off every time you leave a room, or is it okay just to leave them on? We're going to give you some tips about making strong offers on a home. And we're going to talk a little bit about the solar eclipse that will pass over Atlanta on April the 8th. Don't forget, if you want to connect with us, it is easy. It's as easy as going to gogaddisradio.com. You can ask questions. You can make comments. You can push back or challenge things that we say. You can share your ideas with us. And you can ask that we do some additional research on your neighborhood to include your neighborhood in our neighborhood spotlight. You can also subscribe to our podcast. Now it's time to jump into our neighborhood spotlight of the week. This week it is Nesbitt Lakes, which is in the city of Roswell. So if you are interested in knowing exactly where it is, I will tell you, if you are taking Holcomb Bridge going east, so going from Roswell to Norcross, if you will, you'll turn left onto Scott Road, left onto Nesbitt Ferry Road, and then the neighborhood is on the left. Use Nesbitt Lakes Drive to enter the neighborhood. Nesbitt Lake is a vibrant, active swim, tennis, pickleball community. Who would have thought we'd be calling them a pickleball community? Located at the junction of Johns Creek, Roswell, and Alpharetta, Georgia. One of the highlights of Nesbitt Lakes is the stunning natural surroundings. The neighborhood is surrounded by lush greenery, mature trees, and a serene lake, creating a peaceful atmosphere. Amenities include a clubhouse, splash park, playground, fire pits, fishing, and a lake where paddleboard boats and canoes are allowed. Nesbitt Lakes provides residents with easy access to an array of shopping, dining, culinary experiences, and entertainment options, from upscale Alpharetta boutiques and gourmet restaurants to trendy cafes at North Point Mall. The community of Nesbitt Lakes is renowned for its strong sense of community and camaraderie. Neighbors often come together to recognize social events at the clubhouse or pool. Whether you're a young family, a working professional, or a retiree, you'll find a sense of belonging and friendship within this close-knit community. And that is a neighborhood that did a good job with their website. You have good access to 400 and I-285. You're 10 minutes from Newtown Park, where you have walking trails, playgrounds, dog park, pickleball, multi-use fields. The pickleball courts are new. Veterans Park and a community garden. 20 minutes to shopping and festivals, live music at historic Roswell and downtown Alpharetta. And it's also convenient to Vickery Creek Trail, one of the best hikes in the Chattahoochee River National Recreation Area parks near Atlanta. It consists of 5 miles of trails that take you past historic mills, spillway waterfalls, and a covered bridge. Let's take a look at what's happening or has happened in Nesbitt Lakes over the last couple of years. In 2021, there were 14 homes sold at an average sales price of $768,000. Prices range from a low of $645,000 up to a high of $935,000. In 2022, again, 14 homes sold. They took 15 days listing to contract. It was 14 days in 2021. The average sales price increased $130,000 to $904,000. Prices range from a low of $725,000 to a high of $1,130,000. In 2023, 9 homes sold. They took 9 days to sell, which is unusual to have a neighborhood where the days on the market actually went down from 2022 to 2023. Average sales price increased another $80,000 to $983,944. Prices went from $768,000 up to the tune of $215,000 over 2 years. So they went from $768,000 to $983,000. In 2023, prices range from a low of $800,000 to a high of $1.3 million. The elementary school is Hillside. The middle school is Haynes Bridge, and the high school is Centennial High School. There are currently 5 homes available for sale in the neighborhood. The average list price is $1,057,000. They range from a low of $898,000 to a high of almost $1.2 million. There is 5.4 months worth of supply. You've had 11 homes sold in the past 365 days. You've got 5 on the market, which means you've got 5.45 months worth of inventory, which means that neighborhood is at the higher end of a balanced market. Not that every seller in there would be willing to give you a deal, but the reality is it might take a little bit longer to sell homes in the neighborhood right now than it's taken for the last few years. There's about 300 homes in the neighborhood. In 2012, those homes sold for, on average, $415,000. When we compare that to the $983,000 sales price 11 short years later, we learned that homeowners in the neighborhood have an additional $161 million worth of equity. That is exciting. I don't talk about equity because I want to be gaudy. I talk about equity because I believe that home ownership is one of the best ways that families in the United States grow their net worth. I believe from a recent Federal Reserve study that the average net worth of a tenant is around $10,000. I'm not being disparaging about tenants. If you need to rent, you need to rent. And I'm sure there's plenty of tenants that have plenty of money, plenty of net worth, but the average net worth of a homeowner is somewhere around $350,000 to $400,000. That is a big, big difference. If you are looking for a home for sale and you're frustrated, I mean, almost despondent that you're not able to find the home that you're looking for, it could be that you're searching the wrong website. I say the solution for that is to search for your homes for sale on SureMLS.com. That's SUREMLS.com. SUREMLS.com. You're probably wondering, why on earth is this site any different than all the other sites? Well, it's very different because in Atlanta, you have two listing services, not one. And that website pulls listings from both listing services. So now you might have a little bit of inconvenience because you might have to see two of a lot of the listings. But the reality is when you find one that there is only one in there, you'll know it's listed in one or the other, which means not nearly as many people will see it. Again, if you want to be absolutely positive and confident in your searching, go to SureMLS.com, SUREMLS.com. I don't know if you remember, but as I was growing up, my father drilled it into my head that I should turn off the lights when leaving a room to save electricity and maybe to preserve the life of the bulb. And he would also drill into my head that I should not open the door too long when we had air conditioning on inside the house, because he would say it is not his responsibility to air condition the entire neighborhood, and it is not his responsibility to pay for a house lit up like a Christmas tree. And I remember those things like it was yesterday. We received a listener question from Dave in Lawrenceville, who says, why is everyone in my house incapable of turning off the lights when they leave a room? Is it true that modern bulbs shouldn't be turned on and off all the time? And the reality is, although the advice to turn off lights was true for incandescent bulbs, which were incredibly inefficient, most of the energy released in heat, not light, the U.S. has moved on to other types of bulbs, which are much more efficient. While the principle of not wasting may be noble, the energy used is so minuscule as to be meaningless. And this is from a smart home editor and light lever owner. The U.S. Department of Energy obviously gets this question a fair amount. You could have a dozen LED bulbs going 24/7, and they would still consume less energy than what a typical refrigerator uses in a day. Part of the argument against turning off the light seems to be that switching modern bulbs on and off is detrimental to their lifespan, regardless of the electric bill. That stance is pretty shaky, but not totally wrong. With LEDs, it really doesn't matter at all. The technology that makes LEDs glow is completely different than that of the traditional incandescent, easy for me to say, bulbs. And LEDs, even the smart ones, aren't physically stressed being turned on and off. So I will continue to turn my lights off. When I stay in a hotel room, when I leave, I turn all the lights off. When I leave my home, I turn all the lights off. I only leave on a couple of strategically placed lights so that I can see on my cameras inside the home and stuff like that. But turns out it's not really that important to turn them off. I would prefer my home, as my dad used to say, not be lit up like a Christmas tree 24 hours a day. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on AM 920. I'm Cleve Gaddis, and we're moving into our next segment. We're moving into the peak home buying season in the spring with low inventory. It is more important now to make sure you're in a position to make the best offer. A few tips we have to help you alleviate the stress. We received a listener question. Joseph in Cumming says, I'm thinking about buying a home soon, but it seems that there aren't many homes for sale. How do we make the best offer possible? And I will tell you, Joseph, there are a lot more homes for sale over the last few weeks. We've seen about 700 more homes coming on the market than the homes that have gone under contract, which means you have 2,000 more listings in Metro Atlanta now than you had 3 weeks ago, and that is a big deal. So there's lots and lots more choices. I would say you should partner with a real estate agent. You should understand your budget. You should make a strong but fair offer, I would say, Joseph. And if you want more details on that, call 770-497-0000. And you should choose an agent where you can trust his or her negotiating skills. I'm sure most of you have heard that the solar eclipse is coming to Atlanta on April the 8th. Around 1:45 p.m., the eclipse will start, and peak coverage will happen, a peak coverage of about 85% in our area will happen at 3:04 p.m., and the eclipse will end at 4:21. Naturally, remember never to look directly in the sun without proper protection, and you know, stay in the know when the eclipse will be closest to your exact location with the Eclipse app. It's available for Apple and Android devices. The TELUS Observatory, which we have talked about on the radio show before, will have live streams that you can watch. So go to telusciencemuseum.com or just search TELUS Science Museum on Google if that is not the particular address. If you're looking to sell your home anytime in the next 6 months to a year, we want you to be confident in choosing the right way to sell your home. You hear people saying they can buy your home for cash, but that might not be the best way for you to sell your home because you might be leaving a ton of money on the table. Go to gogaddisradio.com, click on Contact Us, and we will contact you. Thank you very much for joining us for another week's edition of Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio. We'll be back next week, same time, same channel. We'll talk to you then, Atlanta. Have a great week.